producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, as you know, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, Justin Deckham in the wings. Justin, of course, we'll be talking about this throughout the show, but we got more military people arriving in Iraq. They're getting ready for what is being called a troop surge in this fight against the Boys in Black, ISIS. So what's the scoop on that? Because there's no funding yet from Congress, right?
There is not. The Pentagon actually said today that they're going to hold off until until they receive funding authorization from Congress, until they move ahead with the full deployment. This would actually be a pretty big vote if it moves forward, since we have not really had Congress weigh in on the, new sort of Iraq war in general since they left for recess. We haven't had them really voting on authorization for it. We haven't had them voting for funding it. So this is going to be the first time that Congress is actually going to get any sort of say, whether or not they even want to weigh in on what's shaping up to be one of the biggest foreign policy issues of the past few years.
Yeah, no kidding. And now there's been a standoff, as you're aware of, the last week after the election, and then this past weekend, the president says that he's willing to do the executive action on immigration, and then you have the counterattack from the Republicans saying, you better not, you'll get burned. That's what John Boehner said last week, the Speaker of the House. How does this fight look like it's shaping up to you?
Well, basically, Obama is in sort of a hard place right now because he specifically promised that he was going to get immigration reform done at an executive level, even when it looked like he was going to be faced with a Republican-controlled Senate. He initially made this promise a little while back, saying he was going to finish it by the end of the summer. He came back saying it was going to be done before the end of the year, once the August deadline has passed. And I feel like, he's probably facing some pretty high criticism if he lets this pass again without taking any action. So it looks like at this point he may be willing to, risk a potential early fight with Congress in order to, cement his legacy in that regard and to ensure support for, the upcoming, elections among Latinos.
Yeah. Okay, the other thing is, and this has been a big topic for me, is what's going on with net neutrality and the push to provide more rules for the broadband people, the internet providers. And now I just saw a giant headline today, regulating the net. The president is really pushing more rules down our throat for internet providers. What's the scoop on that and where that's going? Because Ted Cruz called net neutrality Obamacare for the internet.
Exactly. This was actually pretty big news. This was the most clear-cut statement Obama has made in support of net neutrality. He's been sort of a little bit wiggly on it previously. This time, however, he called for it to be regulated as a utility, so therefore it would not be subject to the ability to be cut off like, companies have suggested they could do as internet service providers. And that's sort of a big deal, considering that there is a lot of money that's stacked up from telecommunications giants in order to ensure that, the rules that the president proposed don't go into effect. So this is, of course, taking place while the FCC is weighing this issue heavily, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty big fight, considering there's a lot of money at stake here and, a lot of various viewpoints, not to mention the president as well as, Ted Cruz and a lot of others on the right who feel that this is sort of a violation of, businesses' abilities to set their own prices and whatnot.
Yeah. You and I talked on election night. Now we see the results are in, and it was, a sea of red. What's all the buzz in Washington? Is there still an aftermath? Because here we are less than a week later. Are the Democrats still licking their wounds, and are they looking at 2016? And what's going on with the Republicans?
The Republicans are essentially trying to plot out their legislative agenda, so we're getting, bits and pieces of what that's going to look like. We know it's going to be involving the Keystone Pipeline, probably in the early days, since that can get some Democratic support. And then in terms of, what's going on with Democrats, we have sort of an understanding from a lot of party leaders that, things obviously didn't go the way they expected. There's a lot of, finger pointing going on behind the scenes. Harry Reid is blaming the White House. The White House is pointing to Harry Reid. And the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, said today essentially that the Democratic Party needs to look at exactly what happened, when there are, you know, also mentioning that there are quite a few people here in D.C. who put a lot of, blame on Debbie Wasserman Schultz herself for what exactly, you know, happened that night.
Yeah, so with that happening, do you think there'll be a replacement player for her position, or no, you think she's going to stay in that spot through 2016 in the presidential election?
Matt and I have actually talked about this pretty heavily. She doesn't think that she's going to be replaced, but I have a feeling that she's probably going to be, you know, swapped out probably within the coming coming weeks. I don't really see how she can maintain her seat, especially since, you know, we already know that she's relatively unpopular with a lot of the sort of big-name Democrats already. This, I feel like, probably just you know, put the final nails in her coffin.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be tough for her to hang on to that spot. All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kind of piggybacking on some of the things that we were talking about as far as the repercussions after the election, big news today out of the mouth that roared, or the mouth that sued, Rush Limbaugh, who is the modern day, I think, godfather of talk radio, whether you agree with his politics or, you know, you don't agree with his, the politics of his show. Without a doubt, he is still the 5,000-pound gorilla. He has threatened to sue the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee for defamation. I was reading this earlier in the day from the Daily Caller sheet, and Limbaugh retained the services of a lawyer and has demanded that the DCCC preserve all records in anticipation of a lawsuit for defamation and interference. So they're looking at this. What it is they're saying that the Democratic Party led a campaign against Limbaugh based on out-of-context statements. He's saying that he made about sexual assault. His legal team did deliver that letter to their reps on Monday, letting them know about the legal threat. He's demanding a public apology. And, you know, he's saying, look, they've intentionally disseminated demonstratively false statements and in a concerted effort to harm Rush Limbaugh with reckless disregard for resulting impact to small businesses across America that choose to advertise on his radio program. So how about that? You know, the DCC is saying, let's be clear, Rush Limbaugh is advocating for the tolerance of rape. So this is this back and forth thing. And they're referring to this September fundraising email that Rush Limbaugh mocked, they're saying Ohio State's the new mandatory sexual consent guidelines. So it's pretty interesting. And he said that on his radio show. He said that at one point, although they're not giving any details, of course you wouldn't do that if you're taking legal action, but talking about the way that he's been smeared. So isn't this interesting? I think it's interesting because you're talking about saying that they're leveling a campaign against him and they're trying to mess up the show economically. And I wonder how that would turn out in court. And there is actually a precedent for that. So there is some case law that they could use. I'm sure they're obviously well aware of that. But that's a big deal. Suing the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It has not been filed, but the threat is there. He's demanding an apology. Do you think they're going to apologize? I'm going to say, I don't think they're going to apologize. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
We continue down this highway here on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, what do you think? Do you think Rush is going to actually go for it and sue the Democratic committee, or will they apologize? 855-266-5283. I don't know that they're going to apologize. This may actually end up in court, which is interesting. Because he had his lawyer all over it. They were serious about it. In the meantime, if you want to weigh in on that, you certainly can. The other thing is, the VA secretary, because there's a new one, Bob McDonald, who comes, by the way, from a military background, went to West Point, but really spent most of his life in corporate America. He's playing hardball when it comes to restructuring the VA, which is great. They just did a huge story on him on 60 Minutes, and he says that his intention is to fire or discipline about 1,000 people and hire more doctors, more healthcare people, specifically psychiatric folks, doctors that can deal with some of the overload of the PTSD, etc. And he's saying that once he's got the proof and has everything he needs and can go through every single VA system and know, then certainly the VA firings would be subject to review by some kind of an administrative judge. But that complicates the move to push to remove any employees. But he says that that's absolutely on the radar, and this restructuring is big. It's the largest ever in the VA history. And they say, he's saying it's all about customer service. He's visited like over 40 VA hospitals, which is great. I mean, that's what I said from the beginning. Why didn't the new chief do that? Well, once you're in that spot, you got to do that. You got to be able to get your hands around it some way and get a feel for what's happening in Phoenix versus what's happening in some of the cities in Florida or Texas or California or anywhere in the Northeast or the Midwest or the Southeast. I mean, you know, they're all different, but all have the same problems, meaning loans, health care, all things that lead to the VA. I love the idea that they're going to do that, that there's you're not going to have 50 different places that you have to go to, because I think that's incredibly frustrating for veterans who have served our country in the various wars, including currently, that have to play hopscotch and wait and wait and wait, whether it's for appointments or to hear back from people, and not even have the right forms and things that they have to fill out. And that's going to all get cleaned up, and I think this guy's really going to do a good job. I mean, we'll see, but he seems to have jumped on it immediately. And you're talking about the VA has so many employees, you know, 315,000 employees total. And I think that this is a big difference under McDonald versus who's been there in the past. And he's the front guy. So I think you'll see some people that'll get fired. And there have been some people who have had disciplinary action taken against them, and there have been a few people who have been fired. I think more will probably get the pink slips once they've got everything in place and can nail some of these people that had folks waiting for 5 and 6 months, which is outrageous. I mean, outrageous. He even mentioned that already they've cut the disability claims backlog to 60%, by 60%, in the last 20 months. So completing 1.3 million claims for veterans, so that's already 150,000 more than they did last year, which that's great news, because this is one of the biggest problems. It's the paperwork shuffle and shuffling the patients around while they try to get seen. And, of course, all of this started when there was a whistleblower reporting that dozens of veterans might have died while they were waiting to get treated at the Phoenix VA hospital, and that the appointment records were lies, that they were falsified. So since then, they found, as we all know, horrendous problems at a lot of other of the VA healthcare sites around our country, which led to the booting. Really, he resigned, but he was going to be booted. Eric Shinseki. And now things are starting to become a lot better for some of these vets. And there's a new law that makes it easy for veterans to get VA paid care, even from local doctors, which they so desperately needed. I mean, how ridiculous is that? To not take care of Vietnam vets, to not do something to help those that have been exposed to Agent Orange or other problems that they have, the people who have lost limbs that have just come back from one of our recent skirmishes. Of course, this is a necessary but long overdue figurehead position that's more than a figurehead that should have happened a long time ago. But now it did, and I don't think McDonald is the kind of guy to schlump it off. He said he lives his life by kind of West Point rules, and you can tell that. And he is someone who doesn't seem to stand on ceremony, and the people that have worked for him say that. So I'm going to go by his track record and the accolades. And he doesn't care about that. He cares about overhauling it, and that's good because it needed a big, fat overhaul. I mean, just needed it desperately. And finally, now it gets it. And I think you'll see some more heads roll, but the most important thing is the people who serve get the care they need. Because how can you, especially in these voluntary situations, you need people to serve. They serve. They have to get the treatment. I mean, they have to get what they're entitled to and better, I think. And they weren't even getting what they were entitled to. So I think you're going to see that all the way around, it's going to be better for vets, and hopefully more lives will be saved, especially those who feel disenfranchised and disconnected and need to get better psychiatric evaluations and help instead of just being shuffled off in different directions and often not even being seen because there wasn't any doctors to, to see them. I mean, this may be the best thing that's happened is the whistleblower. For the fact that there was the whistleblower and they started to look at the books and people were outraged by it, that's a very good thing. Because, you know, as I'm saying that, we have more military arriving in Iraq, getting ready for a troop surge against ISIS because Obama sent 1,500 more in. So you're sending them into these sticky provinces in the Anbar area. 50 are at a military base after the president authorized the deployment of that the bigger number, the 1,500, to help Iraqi forces fight against the Islamic State. So what does this mean now? It means that they're there on the ground and they're part of the fray to try to help the military there that's struggling. Now, they're very clear to say they're carrying weapons, but strictly to protect the force. So if there's a massive skirmish, what do you think happens? Surveying the area for a planned deployment. I think that when you're talking about that many American troops, you're talking about bolstering Iraqi forces in that area and some others, the plan could go in a much different direction. You know, there's 1,400 U.S. troops in Iraq right now. 1,400. So you've got a coalition launching airstrikes on militants and all of those facilities in Iraq and Syria for how many months now? And the whole idea was to give the Iraq forces the time and the space that they needed to come up with a better offensive. So how much time can we afford to give them? Now we're adding people. I think that pretty much tells you what's going on there. But they're not really ready. They're not really handling it. And they need more help. So this is the way to disguise sort of the help. Putting in more troops as support, an envoy. Yeah. Read between those lines. Pretty easy. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're not going to make you struggle to figure it out. Stephen Kelly joins us. He's the free money guy. And he sums up some of the things that you would think are kind of common sense, but actually things that often we're not told when we have a 401k or a pension or a combination of things so that there's enough money because you're not really sure how long it is you're going to live. It's always fascinating to chat with him. That's next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guy who's given us an abundance of information. If you just apply some of what we've already learned, you'd be that much better off. I can never get enough of Stephen Kelly. Steve, how you doing?
Well, I hope my wife doesn't find out about that, Kate. She gets enough of me all the time.
Seriously, we've learned so much. I mean, I feel like I'm in this awesome mini class, and I think we need to review some of what we've already gone through.
Okay, well, I think that's a great idea. We've been talking about the what we call the other people's money income planning pyramid. And, of course, the reason we call it other people's money is because the key to good, successful income planning in retirement is spreading the risk of living too long. It's, you know, 84% of the people surveyed say that they fear outliving their money. In fact, more people fear outliving their money than fear death. Can you imagine that?
No, I think it's crazy.
People would rather die than run out of money. In fact, I had a gal not too long ago who said exactly that. She said, "Steve, if I die before I run out of money, that's not a big thing. But if I run out of money before I die, that's a huge thing." And this was Kate, this was an attractive, dynamic, you know, early 60s woman who had 25 or 30 years in front of her, and her greatest fear is running out of money. And I can tell you that that's the case among most of the people that come into our office. And the other thing about it is it doesn't seem to matter how much money they have. I have people that have $10 million, and they're afraid they're going to run out of money just as much as people with $400,000 or $500,000 are afraid. Wow. It doesn't seem to matter how much money they have. There's this just abiding fear. And I think that the fear comes from the suspicion that people are not being leveled with, that they're not being told the truth. And I think that became very clear in 2008 and 2009 when the markets crashed and so much money disappeared. And the crux of this, Kate, is the fact that when Wall Street does its planning, its focus is always on rate of return. And the truth of the matter is that rate of return has nothing to do with income planning. And, you know, I can prove it to you. Assume that you had, let's say, 20 years of retirement planning to do in front of you, and you could be certain, not in terms of the sequence, but you could be certain that over that period of time, there'd be an 8% rate of return. That would lead you to believe that you could get 8% out of your money for that 20-year period of time, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's an average rate of return of 8.5%, that would mean that if you had, let's say, $500,000, you could take $42,000 out. The problem is that average rates of return, which is what Wall Street likes to talk about, has nothing to do with when those rates of return happen. So let's assume that for the first 10 years of that 20-year period of time, you had just a flat market with no rate of return. And then the last 20 years, you had an average of, say, 15, 16% rate of return over that 10-year period of time. That would be an average 8.5% rate of return, right?
Yep.
And yet, 10 flat years would be enough to cause you to run out of money after 15. So even though over that 20-year period of time, the market averaged 8.5%, and even though you only took out 8.5%, because of the sequence that the returns came in, you're out of money. T. Rowe Price did a very interesting study on this right after 2000. And they looked at a bunch of data that had been accumulated over the years, specific to something called Monte Carlo planning. We may have talked about this before. Have I mentioned this to you in the past?
No.
Monte Carlo
planning?
I don't remember. But
no,
in any event,
no Monte Carlo planning. Mm-mm.
In any event, Monte Carlo planning was something that was developed during the Manhattan Project in the 1940s to sort of predict the behavior of atoms. And it turned out that it was a very, very good predictor of atomic particles. But it's in the past 20 years, 25 years, it's been adopted by financial planners. The idea being this, that if you take a person who has a certain amount of money and you say to him, okay, you can take X amount of dollars a year out of your money, and now we're going to put it into this Monte Carlo plan, which is going to use a whole bunch of statistical analysis to see how often you fail and how often you succeed, and we'll be able to tell you what the percentage of success would be in terms of taking this amount of money out of your plan. And they've determined over the years that 4% is the magic number. 4%, if you take 4% out of your market assets, you'll have enough to last for 30 years, 90% of the time. Well, T. Rowe Price did a study on this after the decade of the 2000s, and they figured out that the best scenario after that decade was not 90% of the time. It was actually around 26% of the time. So because these methodologies are so flawed, and because they're relying on what we call hope so money. You remember we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're relying on hope so money, and just chance happens. You know, you can't ever predict a 9/11 or a 2008 or an Ebola outbreak or any of those things. And all of those things impact the market. And because those things happen, and they can depress the value of your holdings at any given time, and because in a retirement plan, you're relying on a steady flow of income for the whole time that you're retired, these types of plans are just really disastrous for people. And that brings us back to this
Sure.
income pyramid, where the bottom three layers are based on what we call no-so money, the first one being Social Security, the second one being employer pensions, and the third one being in fixed income annuities, where the life insurance company is bearing the risk of your life expectancy. And that's kind of it in a nutshell.
The hope so money, I love that, because I think so many people, that's a part of what they ride on, the fantasy of that, and it's not reality, and it's better, I think, to be grounded. I mean, hope so money's great, but it's better to be grounded in the three things that you just mentioned, because that gives you a good plan, and especially when you talk about life expectancy, because it's one of the first things you ever said to me, and was very impactful. How long am I going to live? And we have no idea. I have no idea. We can look at the tables, but, you know, you can live longer than those tables. You can live shorter than those tables. And you went through all of that. And I think it's so significant, because it makes me so sad that people are living in fear of more of money, of running out of money than anything else. What about running out of life?
Yeah,
and enjoying life, you know?
And so many people feel like, I mean, they can't really live their lives confidently because they're afraid to spend their money. And it's a terrible, terrible thing to experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So we want to tell everybody, let's talk about the website and also give out your number, too.
Okay. Well, you can reach us at 844-4-FREE-MO, 844-4-FREE-MO, as in money. Or freemoneyguys.com, and a lot of the stuff that I talk about every week is posted on that site, so people can get on, and they, in fact, this T. Rowe Price study that I mentioned tonight is up there, so I recommend people get on and do some reading, and thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. The T. Rowe Price stuff is great. It's invaluable, so go there because you'll get a better sense of that if you miss something along the way or whatever. FreeMoneyGuys.com, so easy. Stephen Kelly, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kate. It's always a pleasure.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
This is a segment I like to call Enders, meaning you're not going to believe some of the things that happened that you might have missed, and we're going to let you cash it out before we crash into the end of this hour. How about the fact that the Mormon church founder, they're saying, had 40 wives, might have had as many as 40 wives, some already married. How does that make you feel about Joseph Smith? Some married, one as young as 14. The church is saying in a new essay, the Mormon church is saying, yeah, this is the stuff they're finding out, that his marital history was often a tug of war of debate in historical sense. But now they're going to present the founding prophet, as they call him, as he is, you know, because it was always he's this happily married man to one woman. Now they're saying, yeah, 30 to 40 women. He was married to 30 to 40 women. You know, plural marriage, if you think about it, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they weren't all on board with the plural marriage back then in 1890. because they were, the government was putting away polygamists and was seizing their land, their assets, all that kind of stuff. So the HBO series Big Love might not have been too far away from the truth in some senses. The church's essay said Smith didn't want to take multiple wives, but relented after an angel appeared to him three times between 1834 and 1842. This is what they're saying. This is what they're pumping out. That the church says the angel came down with a drawn sword, threatening Joseph with destruction unless he went forward and obeyed the commandment fully. And they also go on to say that he saw the movement as a restoration of principles and, you know, whatnot. So I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about this, especially because of the amount of wives, but some that were married, all that kind of stuff, the controversy over polygamy and, you know, did it increase the number of children born in Mormon households? Well, obviously it must have in his situation. And most of the women Smith married, they say, were between 20 and 40, but one was as old as 56 and one was as young as 14. I mean, here's the thing. So there's conversation about it. There are a lot of people talking about the various aspects of what was said before, and this is one of those religious things where you're debating the principles of a church that's been around for a long time. But we know this one blows over, right? Because the Mormon church has weathered the whole polygamy argument for a very, very long time. But I think the significant thing is 40 times. 40 times. That's an ender, 40 times. How about this ferry captain now, and this is breaking news, found not guilty of murder but sentenced to 36 years. Remember how horrific that was in South Korea? 300 people died back in April. So Lee Jun-suk, the captain, was just slammed by the families because so many of those kids were on that boat. While he got off to safety, hundreds of people were inside the sinking South Korean ferry. So he's sentenced to 36 years in jail, but acquitted of murder. How about that? The sentence was the culmination of what you would say a five-month trial. Three judges delivered the verdict, and the sentence to Lee, who was accused of murder for that ferry that sunk on April 16th. And, you know, they even were looking at the death penalty. Prosecutors were trying to get the death penalty for him because they were saying that he didn't use all the available equipment like life rafts, life vests, all that kind of stuff, didn't do it. And South Korea hasn't carried out the death penalty since 1997. But that was a horrific thing. 300 people dying on that ferry, the captain bailing out, and so many of them are those kids that were on the boat. The people were horrified as they were pulling more and more kids out, and they knew right away the ones that had survived had made it onto rafts and that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's still victims that they hadn't found, frankly, because of what was going on with the sea and all that kind of stuff. And they're saying the ferry is going to be sealed, but the decision on the salvage op is going to be made after they look at various possibilities, and they're going to consult with the families, because it's really the families that were just so devastated, as they should have been, with their teenagers on this ferry going on a celebratory cruise that turned out to be a nightmare and a death chamber for way too many of them. Way too many. So that's an ender. It was really shook up the people, and now for him, for that captain, 36 months, no death penalty, but 36 years, he was sentenced to. So that's very significant, I would say. All right, if you cruise through Mickey D's and you've got a kid and everybody wants the Happy Meal and they want, you know, or you have grandkids and you take them through, Their McDonald's is recalling 2.3 million Hello Kitty whistles that they say are choking hazards. Well, of course, they're so tiny. And, you would think they would learn this from past experiences when it's just, when it's a tiny object and you're talking about kids. It's a red whistle that came with the Happy Meal. That's the big thing. There's the figurine, the plastic Hello Kitty figurine holds a pink-shaped heart, like laptop, right? Or lollipop, rather, not laptop. Laptop would be pretty progressive. But it's the whistle that makes, you know, the sounds. So the kids are trying to make the sounds, and they're swallowing them, or they're worried about that, that there's kids who suck the whistles into their mouths and coughed out pieces. Yikes. And already one had to have some kind of medical treatment, so immediately they're going to say, okay, we're recalling them. But good luck recalling them if they're already out there in the hands of some of these families. They're trying to push out the word as much as they can. They produced 2.3 million of them, and they sent them out to Mickey D's nationwide and in Canada with Happy Meals and other Mighty Kids Meals, they call them, from October through the first week of November. Was part of Hello Kitty's 40th anniversary celebrations. You can bet they're not thrilled about that. So what do you do when you run the company? You got to come out and say, I mean, of course, this was not the intended thing, and we're worried about, we're concerned about the kids, and that's why we're recalling them. But I think if you're, like I said, all those Happy Meals that get gobbled up, now you're really dealing with a situation of where it's tough to, I think, you know, track some of them down. All right, and this to me is also going to create a lot of buzz. This study that says that regularly smoking pot changes your brain, in fact, shrinks your brain, might lower your IQ. I bet there's a lot of pot smokers that are going to come out and say that that's baloney. Using pot at an early age is what the study is showing. It's a study in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and the researchers say they found that compared to non-users, people who smoked marijuana starting as early as age 14 have less brain volume or gray matter in the orbital frontal cortex than people who didn't. And of course, that's the area that helps you make decisions. Adding to more of the pot conversation, one would think, right? Send us your thoughts, americatonight.net, and thanks for listening to ATN.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.